Welcome to the Scripture Memory Podcast, a ministry of Scripture Memory Fellowship. If you've ever felt like memorizing God's Word is an uphill battle, stay tuned. This podcast will help you make Bible memory a consistent and enjoyable part of your daily life. After all, knowing Scripture is the first step towards a fruitful, God-honoring life. So whether you're a new memorizer who needs some practical Bible memory tips, or a veteran memorizer who just needs some encouragement for their journey, stay tuned for today's episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast, a ministry of Scripture Memory Fellowship. I'm Dakota Lynch.
And I'm Randy Williamson.
And I'm Hannah Koner.
In this episode, we're going to discuss some common myths associated with memorizing Scripture. Maybe these are myths that stand in the way of your own memorization, or maybe they're impacting your friends and family. But either way, in this episode, we're going to give you some truths to combat those common objections to memorizing Scripture. But before we dive in, Randy, why don't you share with us our passage of the day?
All right, Dakota, I'm going to share the passage of the day. But before I do, I've got a question.
Okay, I'm ready.
You talked about common objections, common myths. Do you have any unicorn myths? Like, what's the most unique myth, unique reason for someone not memorizing that you've ever heard?
Boy, that's tough. And honestly, I feel like I've heard a lot of people present excuses / myths, and it's usually the same three that I hear every time. I'm too busy, I can't do this, or maybe I've got the Bible on my phone. And so I wouldn't say that I could identify any really unique myths, but I would say that one that I really think is so humorous is the myth that I can't memorize. Because, of course, we've all memorized our songs that we enjoy, our favorite TV shows. We can quote the lines verbatim. And so I think that's one that really is almost comical when you break it down, because who among us would say we really can't memorize?
Yeah. Well, let me share a unique one then. So I was talking to a guy and encouraging him to memorize, and he said he did not want to because he wanted to be surprised by what he found in Scripture. That is a true story.
Wow. And Randy, I have to retract what I said earlier. I can share a very unique myth, and you just brought it to my memory. Someone said once, I don't want to memorize Scripture because I think that would be prioritizing some verses above others. And of course, it kind of seems like they're not prioritizing any verses. But we have to be careful against excuses of all kinds, I guess.
Well, let's move forward now. Let me share with you our passage for the day. This comes from Psalm 119. I heard one pastor call this psalm a towering monument to the Word of God. It's the longest psalm of Scripture. It has 176 verses, and it deals with the doctrine, the nature, and the purpose of Scripture. Every one of those verses has something to say about the Bible. I'm going to read a section from it now, Psalm 119, 97 to 104. God's Word says this, "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Your commandment makes me wiser than my enemies, for it is ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, for I keep your precepts. I hold back my feet from every evil way in order to keep your word. I do not turn aside from your rules, for you have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way." For our purposes of this episode, we're going to focus in on 103. The psalmist describes God's word like a dainty morsel. It's sweet to his taste like a wonderful clover honey. The scriptures are nourishment for our souls, and it's a reminder that scripture memorization, although it involves discipline, a level of sacrifice, at the end of the day, though, it's good for us, and it yields spiritual health. And what's more, because God gives us new appetites that come with our conversion, Scripture memory, rather, should become more and more less of a duty and a work, and rather something that brings us supreme joy.
That's so true. Randy, I'm curious, how would you counsel someone who says, I'm a believer, I'm memorizing Scripture, but man, I struggle because it's just so arduous, and I don't find any joy in this process at all? Because I know you talked just a moment ago about it becoming less of a chore. But what about those who find this really, really hard And from their perspective, it's no fun at all.
So what I would tell them, and I want to be careful how I word it, because I would say this with a lot of respect and a lot of tact, I would want to probe them about the condition of their heart. You know, is there something going on in their relationship with the Lord? Because it is a natural thing for the child of God to love the Father's Word. And if you're not getting enjoyment from the Word, if you're not getting nourishment, if that's not a desire that you have, then perhaps something might be wrong with your spiritual health and you need to check that out.
That's a good word. And I'm thinking of the psalmist's words, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. But circling back to verse 103 that you read a moment ago from Psalm 119, how sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. And that verse, as you said, Randy, is instrumental as we debunk myths about memorizing Scripture. When God's Word is sweet to our taste and even sweeter than honey, we won't listen to the lies and the excuses and the myths that would stand in the way of us getting into God's Word or of God's Word getting into us by way of Scripture memory. So without further ado, let's debunk some of the top myths about memorizing Scripture. And Hannah, why don't you start us off?
Sure, Dakota. Myth number one is memorizing Scripture is for people with excellent memories. And perhaps this is one of the most common Scripture memory myths, the idea that hiding God's Word in your heart requires a prodigious memory. But the truth is, yes, you do have a bad memory. In fact, we all do. And that's exactly why we ought to be memorizing Scripture in the first place. And if that sounds counterintuitive at all, think of it this way. People who are out of shape benefit from physical exercise far more than those who are naturally athletic. In the same way, if you are prone to forgetfulness, taking time to fill your mind with Scripture will be especially worthwhile. We need to be intentional about memorizing Scripture because our memories are poor. All throughout the Bible, we find repeated calls to remember the spoken words of God. Listen to this one appeal to keep God's words in mind. This one comes from King David in the book of 1 Chronicles. Here we read that he has brought the Ark of the Covenant to the city of Jerusalem. Celebration worship is taking place, and tens of thousands from all across Israel have gathered for this purpose. In this chapter, the psalmist king wrote a song and appointed the sons of Asaph to sing it. 1 Chronicles 16:15 says this, "Remember his covenant forever, the word that he commanded for 1,000 generations." The word that was commanded to be remembered in this verse is the very word of God. And what a privilege it is to be able to hide something so valuable in our hearts. And when we intentionally memorize Scripture, we fulfill this command to remember the good things and promises of the Lord so that we are so often prone to forget. And that impacts our life beyond just the here and now. One of my favorite verses on this topic would probably be Psalm 119:16. And that says, "I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word." And Dakota and Randy, I had a question for you. I was just curious. Is this first myth one that you've heard a lot? And if so, how would you personally encourage someone who is believing it?
That's a great question. And I think the myth usually sounds like this. Well, I have a bad memory. They don't necessarily say memorizing Scripture is for people with excellent memories, but they seem to think that their bad memory gives them a pass. And again, I would say, you know, if you're driving down the highway and you're going 70 miles an hour, you need a seatbelt. Because the faster you're going, the more you need that protection. And if we're so busy in life and if we really have a poor memory, man, we need God's Word all the more. Because if we're forgetting things that we need to be remembering, then we've got to constantly be rememorizing those things that are guiding us through life. And so to me, again, as you said, Hannah, the fact that we have a bad memory is really all the more reason to be constantly making it better by putting good things in it.
I have heard this myth a lot, and I find that it's among a crowd, two groups, and I call them the middle mile and those in the final mile. I find that I hear this from people who are primarily middle-aged and then those that are elderly. They say, I don't have a good memory, I can't memorize, or, hey, that's really something for kids who can remember things better. And something that I will tell them is two things. Think about the influence that you have and the people who are impacted by your decisions. So when you're at that age, you have a tremendous amount of influence among children, spouse, grandchildren. At the same time, maybe in your work environment, you're making decisions that's impacting a business. You're making decisions that's impacting your family. Because of where you are in life, you need the Word of God hidden in your heart more than ever. And don't let an excuse like, I don't have a good memory, get in the way and harm the people around you by you not knowing the Word of God.
That's good. I wonder, too, if we could say the definition of having a good memory is not how capable it is, but the contents of it. Is a person who can't remember things for more than 24 hours, but they diligently fill their memory with God's Word in a better place than the person who can remember sports stats and movie quotes for years and years? I think they are. And so again, don't say that you have a bad memory, but instead you can make your memory good by putting the right things in it, even if you have to review those verses very often.
Myth number two is memorizing Scripture is for people with lots of free time. Really, the reverse is true. The busier you are, the more you need God's Word. Just as driving your car a lot increases the importance of changing the oil, a life that's full of responsibility, full of decisions that impact other people, that needs to be governed by the truth of God's Word. So if you don't have time to memorize, maybe you need to seriously evaluate the way you use your time. The problem is usually not a lack of time, but a lack of heart, a lack of priority, a lack of commitment. When I think I'm too busy to memorize, a key verse that I return to over and over again is Joshua 1:8, and I consider the Lord's command to Joshua in the context of that command. Listen to the verse, and I'll explain it a little bit. The Lord says to Joshua, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." This, of course, it comes from Joshua chapter 1, and this is where God is commissioning him to lead the people of Israel. Now, let's kind of set that in further context. He's called to lead the people of Israel. At this time, scholars say that the people of Israel numbered between 2 to 3 million people. To give you a point of reference, Chicago in the 2020 census, the population of Chicago was 2.5 million people. Joshua was called to lead a people the size of one of our major cities. On top of that, he's following someone who led the people for 40 years. Big shoes to fill. On top of that, he's leading a people that were known to rebel against their leaders and rebel against their God. On top of that, he's leading them into a military campaign. So he's responsible not only for their provision, he's responsible for them advancing in the face of a terrible, terrible foe. Yet in spite of all those responsibilities, what does God say to Joshua? You need to meditate on the Word of God day and night. You need to memorize it. You need to hide it in your heart. It was because he had so many responsibilities. It was because he had so little time that he needed absolutely to be in the Word.
What a great reminder. Randy, I'm just thinking about this truth that you've shared with us. We need to be memorizing in the midst of busyness. And I know your life has been busy over the last 12 months. You've moved from Maine to Texas, and life has been anything but status quo over these last 12 months. And so how would you describe the impact that continuing to memorize has had in the midst of all of this busyness that you've seen just over these last 12 months?
Yeah. So two things. First, it sustained me. I know that it has. I've had a series of health issues. We've had things within our family. We've had a major move across country. So many different things, so many different changes. It's the Word of God hidden in my heart that's been a rock. It's been an anchor for me. Whenever you face things like that, you're prone to worry. You're prone to embrace lies, irrational thinking, those types of things. And it's going back and it's removing and replacing it with the Word of God that makes all the difference. Another thing that I've seen with spiritual disciplines, it's so important just to keep showing up. When you pray, it may not be a mountaintop experience every day, but if you keep showing up, there's going to be a benefit. It's the same way with memorizing. There's days when it's a struggle to memorize. There's seasons when it's a struggle to memorize. But if you'll just keep showing up, give it the best that you can, you'll reach a point where it reaps dividends. I was memorizing Psalm 128 back a few months ago, and especially verse three, it says, your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house, and your children will be like olive shoots around your table. And so I began to pray that every morning as I would work on memorizing Psalm 128. I would pray that over my wife, over my children. At times I would even like to peek into their bedrooms. They'd still be asleep and say that verse and pray that over them. I did that for weeks, just a little bit every day. And I've seen God answer that prayer in remarkable ways in the life of my family. I won't go into all the details, but he keeps his word. So just show up and memorize throughout the changes of life.
What a great testimony. Thanks for sharing that, Randy. And thanks for your example of prioritizing God's word in the midst of busyness. Let me share one final myth, and that is that memorizing scripture isn't necessary in the digital age. And again, nobody will necessarily put that myth into words and say, hey, I don't think I need to memorize scripture because I have my Bible on an app. But practically speaking, I think that lie kind of creeps into how we approach scripture memorization, or in some cases, how we don't approach scripture memorization. So the digital age, obviously, has advantages. We're sharing this with you by way of a podcast through the internet. That's an advantage of this digital age. But this digital age comes with side effects. With the news, with social media constantly at our fingertips, the world has a direct line to our eyes and to our ears. And so if we want to properly process this endless stream of headlines and advertisements and memes and debates and Facebook posts and so on, we need to do more than install God's word on our phones. We need the scripture installed in our hearts. Now, in fairness, technology has changed the way most of us study the Bible, and in some ways that's positive. I love being able to look up a verse that maybe I can't quite remember, but technology cannot and will never replace the need to hide God's word in our hearts. And we know that's true based on the current state of our world, because think about it. If God's word being at our fingertips was all that we needed, then we would probably expect this to be the godliest generation in history, because we have all of these translations of the Bible, we can install the app, we can visit the website, we can go to the store and buy copies of God's word. And yet this country is still headed towards ungodliness. And we see 2 Timothy 3 coming to fruition more and more each day, where perilous times have indeed come, and sin is rampant. And this is not because we lack access to high-quality Bible apps, but it's because as a culture, we have simply failed to take the Word of God from our pocket and hide it in our hearts. So as we tackle this myth that memorizing Scripture isn't quite necessary anymore, we're in the digital age, let me share with you two verses that are appropriate for debunking this particular myth. And I want to share with you Psalm 119, verses 15 and 20, which say this: I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. My soul is consumed with longing for your rules at all times. And as Randy mentioned earlier in our passage of the day, the theme of Psalm 119 really is the scriptures. And in these two verses, the psalmist, he's making a conscientious choice of what he's going to focus on and what's going to consume his heart. And for him, his highest good, his first priority, was looking to the Word of God and letting the Scripture wash over him. And as we apply that now to our own lives, we can't let the fact that God's Word is at our fingertips prevent us from memorizing it. It's true, God's Word is easily accessible in the 21st century, but Deuteronomy 30, verse 14, lets us know having God's Word at our fingertips isn't enough. It says this: but the word of God is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart so that you can do it. If obedience to God's word is our goal, and I know it is for all of us, it can't just be on our phones and our pockets. It has to be much closer than that, in our mouths and in our hearts. Well, that is about all the time that we have for today's episode. Before we let you go, we do want to hear from you, and we would invite you to share with us a scripture memory myth that you've encountered. Maybe that's something you've encountered in your own heart or that you've heard others articulate. And you can share your feedback with us by looking up this episode. It's episode number 15 on scripturememorypodcast.com. And we'll post that link in the show notes for this episode. Once you do that, just submit your comment in the comment section on that website. And once you do submit your comment, be sure to keep an eye on your email inbox, because the person who submits the best myth is going to receive a free copy of our scripture memory course called The Classics, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know. And if you're interested in memorizing those verses, we're going to post that link in the show notes as well. But again, thank you for joining us for today's episode. We hope this has recharged your motivation to memorize scripture. And of course, we hope you'll subscribe and join us next time for another episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast, a ministry of Scripture Memory Fellowship. At SMF, our mission is to help you know, live, and love God's Word. If you're ready to take the next step in your scripture memory journey, visit us online at scripturememory.com or download Verse Locker, our free Bible memory app. As always, be blessed today as you take time to enjoy God's Word. And be sure to join us next time for another episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast.